Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningninam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah underscores center's focus on Northeast region. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio calls for enhanced budget allocation, delegation of powers for Northeastern Council. Environment Ministry releases India State of Forest Report 2023. Nagaland records more than 75% forest cover. And YouthNet Métis sign MOU to boost entrepreneurship, economic growth and employment generation. Now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has brought Northeast at the focal point of the world. Addressing the 72nd plenary of Northeastern Council in Agartala, the Home Minister said that last 10 years have been very important for Northeast. He said the Union Government is inspiring investors to make investment in the Northeast. He said establishment of peace is the most important thing that has happened in the region, wherein about 10,500 rebels have shunned violence and surrendered themselves. Noting that Ashtalakshmi concept is being embraced by the country and the world, the Union Home Minister said, Act East, Act Fast and Act First mantra are being implemented by the Northeast Council in letter and spirit. Speaking on the occasion, Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotir Aditya Sindhya, noted that there has been a 71% drop in extremist activities and 60% drop to the loss of human life in the region. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has called for enhancing the budget allocation for the Northeastern Council, NEC, besides increased delegation of powers for sanctioning projects. He was speaking at the 72nd NEC plenary at Agartala today. While appreciating initiatives taken for the Northeastern states under the schemes of PM Devine and Nasit's roads, Mr. Rio, however, noted that the financial outlay for Nagaland under the schemes between the period 2022-23 to 2025-26 were insufficient for undertaking major projects. He therefore urged the ministry to consider increasing the budgetary allocation for the schemes to sustain impactful projects that address the regional aspirations and foster inclusive development.
I also want to make a mention that the issue of delays in the approval and clearance of project by the line ministries. These delays impact the timely implementations of schemes and projects, causing frustration among stakeholders and slowing the progress of developmental activity. I urge the Honorable Minister to consider a time schedule, asking the states for the priority list.
Further, Mr. Rio highlighted the use of delays in approval and clearance of projects by Niti Aayog and line ministries. To this, he suggested formulating a time schedule for timely submission, approval and implementation of projects. For Nagaland, Mr. Rio requested support from the donor ministry and NEC for approval of projects including construction of airport at Chethu, Foothill Road, Multidisciplinary Sports Complex at Dimapur and Indian Institute of Science Education and Research. He also appealed the centre to review the inclusion of Nagaland under Protected Area Permit, saying it would affect tourists and investors to the state. Mr. Rio mentioned that the state is peaceful and had successfully conducted the 25th edition of Hornbill Festival. As Christmas approaches, the scenic hills and vibrant towns of Nagaland are quickly transforming into festive havens, with communities and families gearing up to celebrate the joyous occasion. From traditional feasts to vibrant decorations, the preparations are in full swing, reflecting the region's unique blend of Christian traditions and indigenous Naga culture. While some are preparing to head to their own villages to spend the holidays with families and friends, in towns like Kohima, Dimapur and Mokokchung, residents have decked their homes, churches and public spaces with colourful lights, star-shaped ornaments and nativity scenes. Today, we take you to Dimapur, the bustling commercial heart of Nagaland, where Christmas preparations are in full swing. Our correspondent Aaron is on the ground to capture the festive mood and give us an insider's look at how the city is gearing up for one of the most anticipated celebrations of the year. Aaron, what is the atmosphere like in Dimapur as Christmas draws near?
The streets of Dimapur are buzzing with festive activity as locals eagerly embrace the holiday spirit. People are indulging in festive shopping, buying Christmas trees, handcrafted decorations, and an assortment of traditional Naga delicacies to share with family and friends. Let's hear from a local resident about how she is preparing for the festival.
My holiday preparations are going really well. One of my favorite traditions is gathering with family and friends to share meals and stories, which always makes the season feel special. I also love decorating and creating a warm, festive atmosphere at home. I'm also especially excited about giving thoughtful gifts and seeing the joy of on people's faces when they receive them. And it's such a heartwarming time of year to connect with loved ones and create lasting memories with them.
Warmth and togetherness of the season are really alive in Dimapur. Thank you, Arin, for the report. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, today released the India State of Forest Report 2023 in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. Published biennially by the Forest Survey of India, the report offers a comprehensive assessment of the nation's forests and tree resources. It covers critical topics such as forest cover, tree cover, carbon stock, forest fire incidents, and agroforestry. According to the report, India's total forest and tree cover spans 8,27,357 square kilometers, accounting for 25.17% of the country's geographical area. Additionally, the total forest cover has increased by 1,445 square kilometers compared to the 2021 assessment. As per the report, Nagaland is among the 8 states and union territories to have a forest cover of above 75%. YouthNet has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, METI. The 5-year partnership aims to empower technology-driven startups, fostering a more inclusive and robust entrepreneur environment in the country. The MOU was signed yesterday in Dimapur by Director of YouthNet, Nuneseno Chase, and Nikepekho Shosahe, Center Manager of Incubation, representing the organization with the METI Startup Hub. YouthNet is set to be the sole organization from Nagaland and one of the select few from across India eligible to implement METI's ambitious startup initiatives under the GenNex Support for Innovative Startups, a report.
As part of the partnership, YouthNet will operate under the aegis of METI Startup Hub and the Digital India Corporation by focusing on boosting entrepreneurship, economic growth and employment generation. The program, supported by a significant budget of 490 crores, aims to nurture startups in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. The initiative emphasizes inclusivity, accessibility and affordability, aligning with METI's vision of promoting digital transformation and economic advancement. Bulnu Akashwani News, Kohima.
10 young minds from different educational institutions of Kohima, Dimapur and Perin participated in the third round of the selection process for the reimagined National Youth Festival 2025, now called the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. Having cleared the first two rounds, Viksit Bharat quiz and essay or block writing, these young minds aged 15 to 29 years took part in the round of three of Viksit Bharat Vision Pitch Deck state-level presentations conducted yesterday at the Directorate of Youth Resources and Sports Kohima. Speaking at the event, Director Youth Resources and Sports Kethosithyo Sekose expressed optimism that the youths selected from the state will also be selected at the national level. The selected students will represent the state at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue during the National Youth Festival 2025, scheduled on 11th and 12th of January. Selected students will also have an opportunity to directly interact with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah underscores Centre's focus on Northeast region. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio calls for enhanced budget allocation, delegation of powers for Northeastern Council. Environment Ministry releases India's State of Forest Report 2023. Nagaland records more than 75% forest cover. And YouthNet METI sign MOU to boost entrepreneurship, economic growth and employment generation. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.